Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 27, verses 2 and 3. When evil people come to devour me, when my enemies and foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though a mighty army surrounds me, my heart will not be afraid. Even if I'm attacked, I will remain confident. David's confidence in God is incredibly inspiring, but it didn't just happen. It was the result of his experience of living for God. He'd been threatened with death by King Saul time and again, and through these experiences he had learned that God would not let him down. Even if he was confronted by the biggest army, he knew that God would protect him. There was absolutely no need for him to be afraid. We all face challenges and attempted to feel afraid. Most of us will probably not, like King David, face up to the threat of death from an enemy, although that will be the experience of some Christians around the world. For many of us, the challenges may come in the form of a health issue or financial problems. We may have relationship difficulties in our family or workplace, or be threatened by a neighbour. Any of these challenges can cause us to feel afraid, but David's words remind us that if God is our light and our salvation, such fear is unnecessary. We need to make sure each day that our lives are placed securely in the hands of God. When we do so, David would tell us that we will not only avoid fear, but can remain confident. Martin Luther, who led the Reformation, captured this sense of confidence well when he wrote, "Faith is a living, daring confidence in God's grace, so sure and certain that a man could stake his life on it 1,000 times. Now let me ask you a question. In what situations have you been tempted to be fearful? And how has your faith in God given you confidence in such times? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, we thank you that you want to be our light and our salvation. So fill us with your Holy Spirit that we will be full of confidence, whatever life throws at us. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.